B. Legal and regulatory frameworks. Laws and regulations help define social structures, and many have strong economic impacts. Adequate legal and regulatory frameworks are therefore an important prerequisite for economic growth and social development. 7. Creating a favorable business environment for SMEs. With few exceptions, developing countries' experience with BDS so far has been mostly limited to publicly supported programs in the fields of training, marketing, and some technology-related areas. Such services, often provided by state agencies and supply-driven, have been criticized for being badly planned and managed, their bureaucratic nature, inability to recruit and maintain competent staff, insufficient geographical coverage, lack of coherence and coordination, and an overemphasis on business startups and too little focus on the growth trajectory of the enterprise. In addition, their programs fail to address the requirements of globalization, intensification of competition, and the knowledge-intensive economy. These include 1. Low-cost recovery rates. 2. Assistance provided was too general and had little benefit to entrepreneurs. 3. Most of the services were undertaken by government institutions that needed to enhance their efficiency, outreach, and quality of services. 4. Lack of qualified staff. 5. Predominance of charity social orientation. 6. Lack of follow-up measures. 7. Lack of coordination among service providers. 8. Prevalence of supply-driven approaches. 9. Lack of cost-effectiveness. 10. Lack of adequate performance indicators. 8. Vitalizing the science and education infrastructure and enhancing its economic role. With the rising knowledge and skill content of production and the resultant shifting focus of competitiveness, the science and education infrastructure became the most important economic factor in today's world. Without having a highly educated and skilled workforce, a strong R&D and innovation foundation, continuous learning, strong linkages between science and education on the one hand and business, especially SMEs, on the other, the competitiveness will continue to erode in the long term. The crucial role of the educational system in specific should even go so far beyond this direct or strict economic function. Rather, it should play a highly instrumental role in the development of the very value system of society, towards one that promotes and rewards entrepreneurship, innovation, and critical thinking. The development of such synergies will have to overcome obstacles related to overlapping mandates, institutional rigidities, and lack of coordination, among others. However, without developing effective synergies between the above policies, as well as the institutions and actors managing their implementation, development efforts will remain sporadic, disjointed, and disintegrated, with minimal impact, if at all, on the competitiveness of the sector. Educational reform is of extremely vital importance for the development of more competitive entrepreneurs, workers, and hence enterprises. The move towards higher value links and chains requires a focus on a different set of skills than those currently prevailing in the Arab economy. In addition, it presumes a significantly better match between labor supply and market demand. Finally, the value system, which is supposedly nurtured by the educational and training system, should promote entrepreneurship, continuous learning, and innovation. In fact, competitiveness along the lines presented in this document cannot be realized without sizable investments of resources and efforts in educational reform that aim to quantitatively and qualitatively narrow the knowledge gap between Arab countries and the rest of the world.